This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody, it's Babs. I'm doing a bunch of shows in Denver coming up. So if you are in the area, come out and see me. On Tuesday, August 10th, I'll be at Rita's Law in Denver. On Wednesday, August 11th, I'll be at the Comedy Fort in Fort Collins. On Friday, August 13th and Saturday, August 14th, I'll be with Denver Comedy Underground at the Irish Snug. There's two shows on Saturday, the 14th, so two chances to come out and see me that night. And Sunday, August 15th, I'll be at the Boulder Comedy Show in Boulder. So if you live in the area, please come on out, say hi to me. I would love to see some of our Lady to Lady listeners out there. You can see more details at my website, www.myjokesareuphere.com. Ha ha ha, boob joke. And yeah, come on out. If you live around Denver, I'm really excited to do these shows. It's been a while since I was on the road, so I can't wait to run some new untested material, because that's always a good time. Okay, come on out and see me. Again, my website is myjokesareuphere.com for all the details. Denver area, August 10th through the 15th. Come on out and say hi. I'm Babs Gray, and next to my actual depression medication, the mute feature on Twitter is my number one mental health tool.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Not a joke, just reality.
No, it's a reality. Look, we're giving tips and tricks up top on Lady to Lady, everybody. I'm Brandy Posey, and today I aimlessly drove around my hometown for 2 hours and didn't see a single 12-foot skeleton. Did see lots of closet-sized ones, though, you know what I mean?
Hello!
Hey.
I'm Tess Barker, and someone hire me to write the All Samantha Jones movie. That's my type.
Oh my God, please.
Oh, yes.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
Hello! We got Barbara, Brandy, and of course, Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby. It's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Lady to Lady, Lady to Lady.
Yeah. Me trying to get excited.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, baby. Yes.
Yeah. Everyone do the
Arsenio Hall.
Arsenio. That's a good like arm workout kind of.
It is. It's a that nice little
a
build
aerobics,
up. I love it.
Just all late night host based calisthenics.
You get up on the desk and dance like Drew Barrymore.
Yes. We got a whole,
lots of references that only.
Okay. You could string dance like Conan, get a little oblique exercise.
Ab workout.
Yeah.
You could smoke a cigar like Dave Letterman. That'd be good for your wrist.
Well, because we all know the body we're going after is Jay Leno. So this
obviously
all makes sense.
And you get a chin implant before. So it all
works up. The BB chin. Yeah.
let's bring on our guest. We're so excited to have her. She's so fucking hilarious. You can actually catch her on tour this fall and get tickets at her website, otsgolive.com. She's written for Adult Swim's The Eric Andre Show and Soft Focus with Jenna Friedman. And she's in season 3 of HBO's Room 104, as well as Hulu's latest project with Attention, Mom and Pop, Otsko Okatsuka. Welcome to the show.
Yay! Thank
she
you
is
so much.
Holding up her, I'm from Japan.
Yeah, I'm from Japan.
I'm from Japan. I was just telling these girls I found in my cabinet and I couldn't remember who gave it to me.
It feels like a debate. Like
Model UN.
Yes. Yes. I did something like that. Yeah. In high school, you know, you remember?
Yeah. They would have you like pretend to be grown up jobs and they're like, yeah, that's a team you're on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I had to defend Egypt. So my goodness. Like it was this, you know, like, what do you have, like, you know, what does Egypt mean to you? I really had to like dig, you know.
Wow.
Did you have to dig back pretty far?
Hey.
Hey.
Wow.
You gotta excavate those feelings.
Yeah.
I forget what show I'm on, and y'all are too quick this Monday. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Cause I was about to answer like sincerely.
Please.
Be like, oh yeah.
We'd love to hear a sincere answer.
Let's end it at the excavating, the archaeology stuff. That was good.
I'm in my hometown in Maryland right now, and my old high school got torn down, and they built a brand new one.
Wow.
Right next to it, and it's really weird to drive over there, and the place that I went to high school just doesn't exist anymore. So
wow,
it's
just like you're just there, like your high school self is just a ghost now, haunting the new school.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. Exactly. I was like,
but not your memories.
Mm. No, it's brand new. It's shiny. It looks like it has central air conditioning. I don't know. I don't know how these kids are going to do it without just like the unbearable heat and or cold. That was just never the right temperature at any given time.
They're just going to be lacking in personality. You know,
yeah.
How are you going to look cool and sad in a big winter coat? You know?
Seriously.
Exactly. Like very emo. It's necessary for the look.
Totally.
Did you guys have schools that were indoors? Indoor schools?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You did too.
Wait, there were outdoor schools?
Oh, I forget that California is like an outdoor school place.
Yeah. So it was very frustrating because, of course, I just wanted to live in Saved by the Bell. And I thought it was like so glamorous to have a school where everything's inside. I never had a school. Where I thought that was like the lap of luxury. Like
this is completely opposite.
Walk through the halls or like walk down some stairs with a ceiling over your head. We didn't have that. No.
We didn't have ceilings when I was a kid.
No.
Wait.
You guys were living that she's all that life of being outside, knowing somebody from TRL and like being friends with Matthew Lillard. Like that's what I assumed was happening in California. I was jealous of that.
And that was happening, but a corridor would have been nice.
Yeah. Fair.
Wait, maybe I went to an outdoor school too. I just didn't know that's what it was called, Tess. Well, because I went to Venice High School. I'm a California kid too.
Oh, yeah. That's outdoors.
So it was outside, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I mean, but there are still hallways. So I'm still, you know, I'm going to have to figure this out.
It was like a carport, right?
Oh,
okay. You had like a carport hallway?
Right. It's sort of inside, sort of outside.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of inside, sort of outside. Sure, right.
We're gonna need some aerial footage and some blueprints, and we'll figure this out.
Yes,
this is what Google Earth was made for—to look at all of our high schools and just know what was your mascot, Otzko?
Oh, gondolier. You know, Venice High School gondolier. Oh, nice. Like the canals and stuff.
That's nice.
That's romantic. Actually really cute.
I like a romantic mascot.
I do like that.
Yeah, he had an oar. Yeah, that he would like row. Imaginary water, you know.
yeah
on the football field. I was a cheerleader, so I was very close with the mascot.
Oh, very Aww. Cool. Were you did you cheer all 4 years?
I cheered 3 years. The first year I was lost, and then I found myself, and it was who knew in varsity cheerleading.
Do you remember any
what were you all?
Marching band president.
Woo!
No big deal.
I loved the band. I was close to them too. Had to be.
Oh yeah, we always hung out during football games and stuff.
Of course.
Babs was almost drama president. Her best friend was the mascot though, right?
Yeah. Jaylene was the mascot for quite a few years. So
what was your mascot?
That seems like a hard job. Just leopards. Pretty basic. Otzko's actually wearing the skin of our mascot. So
triggering.
Yeah, well, very common to have a cat, you know. We just had a man. It was weird to have just an Italian man.
It's weird to wear the mascot of a man,
a different human.
Yeah, for sure.
Our mascot was the scorpion, which, you know, cool, but I mean it was a bug.
We were the falcons.
I have to say, if I were to run into any of these things in the wild, actually a scorpion might be my least.
It would be the most scary.
I guess a leopard's scary, but a scorpion really freaks me out. That like the idea of being in the desert and like picking up your shoe and there being a scorpion inside, like
Okay, that's scarier than a man with an
with an oar.
I mean, a big a big Italian man. That's my family. A big Italian man. So.
A big Italian man with an oar in the desert, though. What are you doing here? Why do you have an oar?
That's right. True.
Yeah. Terrifying.
Just to beat me with. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nameless. Yeah. Nameless. I don't recall him having a name. We just called him the Gondo.
The Gondo.
Or something.
He had a nickname.
Yeah. Anyway.
I love it.
Not all Gondos.
We should do a Gonzo journalism piece on Gondo and find out.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Doing some Gondo
journalism. I added a thought during.
Wait, you're going to add more work. Sorry, hold on. When you say more journalism, more things, I don't want you to start another movement. I don't know if you have time.
No, I'm good. I actually was just thinking
about someone else what's going on with the gondoliers, please.
Yeah. I was like reading some Britney article right before this. And I was like, okay, when I turn 40, I'm only doing dumb comedy for the next decade after that. That's all I'm doing with my life. I have to make a commitment to do the dumbest possible comedy for at least, you know, and just like, we've paid our dues being serious and doing something for the greater good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So. No, for sure. Y'all are like, y'all could probably be like pro bono. Like, y'all are lawyers.
I mean,
like,
we do know lawyers. A lot about the law.
I know. Way more than like most people because you're just reading articles and paper and. Law.
Yeah.
Is that how the words work?
It is. Yeah. It's all about just knowing about the different papers.
But also this podcast has been going for 8 years. And mm-hmm. I do think that it would just naturally cross X out our ability to be actual lawyers. Just any of the content.
Because who would hire us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think there's got to be like an amount you're allowed to say come publicly right. as
and
a lawyer
we, like if that amount exists we have surpassed it tenfold.
That's why I said pro bono. Not to like
right.
No, I think pro y'all boner. Should be paid joking y'all should be paid like four times more. Like people come to you, people listen to your podcast, people already come to you for advice. Like how different are you than someone who like actually studied
completed 4 years or something in professional practice and I mean
okay wait
yeah potato, yeah, potato. Yeah
so this whatever. Is this is how I guess a pro bono lawyer's head thinks because I have to go back to the excavation thing really quick. I had a thought.
Sure.
Because
do what so, you have in your hand.
It's a letter opener, sorry.
Okay. I'm it's just a pointer. Barbara has a pointer.
And she's making these points, she's brandishing a letter opener.
I've just been like fiddling with a letter opener here. Oh, wait, Brandy, do we have a dad letter opener?
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we don't. We do have like a weird leather Playboy bunny logo thing in this drawer. I don't know.
That?
I don't know what that is.
I think you just found a key.
You might want
a key to a secret society.
Let's just not go in these drawers. But there's also a ruler that says integrity on it.
Ooh.
So, that's the most dad thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's really ridiculous. Oh my God.
Okay. Ooh. So my question is, because I was thinking, you know, like say whatever. It's 100, 200 years from now and all of us are buried or something like that, even though we'll probably be cremated. Whatever. Mm-hmm. You get it. Mm-hmm. If they're going to bury us. I was wondering
who we can't afford grave sites.
Oh, shit.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm just thinking that if you're fat, that you have a better chance of your bones being found because I feel like your body would decompose slower because there's more
I don't know if any of us can make that call definitively or not.
No,
I don't think,
and I think
that's a
isn't
breakdown.
It just because there's more fat for like the worms to get through. That's all I'm thinking. So I just feel like my bones have a good chance of being found.
Because it took longer?
I don't know. If you have more body mass for there to decompose, what I'm saying.
Like the bones
but like,
would...
But maybe a few more weeks. I don't think it's like hundreds of years.
Hours?
Yeah, hours maybe.
I think a few weeks. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying like that long, but like they might be somewhat better preserved if someone.
Okay, y'all have seen an ant move like a tiny piece of bread,
yes.
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's like there's trillions of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, not a tiny piece of bread. I've seen them move like a whole bird, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Just little meat piece by little meat piece. Mm-hmm. They do it quick. Yeah. I'm just saying.
No, that's like, true. Good work.
Yeah, there's not a lot of time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't underestimate the bugs, Barbara. Mm-hmm. They're coming for us all.
Bab's gray.
I feel like it's just going to be scorpions on me. My like.
This is why it's cremation, baby.
Yeah.
It depends where the nearest queen is.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go Walt Disney cryo freeze.
Mm. Mm. Is that his whole body or just his head?
Whole body. Rumor has it it's in Disneyland
somewhere. Allegedly. Yeah.
Right.
Probably. Mm-hmm. I could see that.
So I might actually literally copy him.
Yeah, just do the head. I think that's
good. Are we going to be responsible for you, for this? Who's going to be responsible for your cryogenic?
I'll write it down somewhere how to do it.
Okay.
Maybe you can be the new head in the haunted, you can be the new head in the haunted mansion.
That'd be nice. Yes, I would love that.
Yeah, where you're just babbling on. Yes. You're just like.
That would be fun.
You're still like paperwork from Free Britney days, just mm-hmm. being like, law number 5, 6, 7, whatever. And you're just haunting people with
jokes. We could podcast for
an eternity in the mm-hmm. haunted mansion.
I have to say, I'm not that I don't think Tess could do it, but I feel like that's a big audition process. I feel like there's a lot. I feel like there's quite a lot of heads of people in LA that are probably trying to get that gig.
Shit.
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
right.
Very competitive.
Right now, isn't it like Sigourney Weaver or something's head? Or
I don't know, actually.
Are you talking about the head in the bowl? The head that's in the ball thing?
Yes. Okay. Who's that?
Now that you say it, I never realized it was Sigourney Weaver, but it does look like Sigourney Weaver.
Wait, I don't know what the where is this part
it's
of
like
the ride?
It's like a seeing eye or what is it called? It's a
like one of the you know those
crystal
balls
ball. That, it's a crystal
yeah, it's like
ball.
A crystal ball, but it has a holographic head in it.
Oh, right. Okay, I see.
Yeah,
got it.
Yeah, and she's like talking, but you don't know.
And she's like spooky.
I don't really actually know what she's saying.
No, and it's the spooky part where you're stuff. Like upside down in the not cradle. What are those things called? Carriage. You're upside down in the carriage and you're like in that main living room part and like just looking at all the trippy stuff. This is making me want to go to Disneyland so bad.
Wait, you don't ever go upside down. There's no upside down in that.
Backwards or something?
Backwards.
Yeah, a little
go
like
down the
sideways,
stairs backwards, don't you? Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Like turns around and then you kind of like are
it's
laid,
like its
are,
own
like,
little
laid
area.
Back.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I got just it. Went and that it broke down while we were on it.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
during COVID.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh.
And they still, you know, because it's like Haunted Mansion. How do they get the mechanics going? You know, there's secrets that they won't tell you. Mm-hmm. Right. Like, how do they get the, you know, holographic like ghosts to look like that? They still like even when the ride shut down. They still didn't give out the secrets. Like the things were still moving. Your seat was just broken or whatever. Anyway.
I like that you're expecting them to be like, all right, everybody, this is how it works.
Let me show you.
I just thought I'd see the man behind the projector, right. You know, yeah. Like well, people maneuvering.
That's how it rolls at like a place like Six Flags. Something goes wrong. Some 17-year-old kid climbs a ladder, takes out a wrench. And does
kicks
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For
that's
sure.
That's scary to know.
No.
That's really scary.
Disney might have like the Men in Black forgetful wands or whatever that thing is called, the mind eraser. Like they might have fixed the entire ride in front of you and then they erased your brain for 5 minutes and you'll never know.
I believe the FBI and Disneyland are both the two entities that carry those wands.
Oh, yeah. Without
I
a
wouldn't
doubt.
Be surprised.
Without
a anything doubt. Too family world. Friendly.
Oh, you got to be careful.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
Anything that branded, you're like, oh no. Yeah. We've been brainwashed. But, you know, I'm one of those like terrible people that are like, I'm like a Disney, like an adult Disney person.
Are you really?
You know?
Like,
are
how,
you?
How far? Because that runs the gamut. So,
I wouldn't have, I've never seen you wearing Disney stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess I don't wear the stuff. I have like the plush dolls and I sleep with them.
Okay.
Who's your favorite?
Yeah. Okay. Right now it's Simba, you know, it comes back. But right now I have a Simba that I sleep with. But I'm not like one of those people that like, March of 2020 was outside of Disneyland. You know, the adults that were there with megaphones being like, you know,
were they bring like back let us the- in or something?
Yeah, I think so.
They were like, no, even worse, weird things. They were like, bring back the happiness. Like that kind of shit.
Ooh.
Bring back the happies. And it was like a 55-year-old man.
Oh, no. Yeah. That's the,
yeah. That's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Ooh.
Otsuko, you gotta look it up.
That is chilling. Wow. That is bleak in a way that I have not thought about.
Yeah, wow. Just like old men and women. Yeah, being like, bring back the happiness.
Well, you know, those were actually projected from... The secret to that. That's the real Haunted Mansion. That's the that's the Haunted Mansion we're all living in currently.
No, for real. Yeah.
Seriously.
It was pretty wild. Yeah.
That's fun. It's always fun to like be, obviously that's the ride you want to break down, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be broken down at the top of like some big roller coaster. You want the inside like mm-hmm. cool ride with running water or something. Not to be
I
like...
would like to get broken down in Disneyland. Well, yeah. I mean, what about the one, the Jungle Cruise? That would be a nice one to get broken down on.
Isn't that on the boat, right?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And guess what? It's being renovated, so we couldn't get on because they're trying to make it more.
They're making it like a movie?
PC.
Oh, less offensive. PC.
Oh.
Right. Actually,
fair,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Very fair.
The movie, that would be funny, yeah, if they were trying to make it more like the movie.
Well, I know the movie's coming out soon, and like, I remember with Pirates, you know, they would adapt all the stuff into it from the movies. So, mm-hmm.
yeah.
I'm sure that's probably part of it, too. Sure. They probably have like a giant rock, like,
right.
animatronic now or something.
They get rid of this racist stuff, but it's like, yeah, the rock, like, on top of a rhino.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Seriously. Wonderful, honestly.
I think everything racist should be replaced with exactly that.
With the rock
There's
on
the
all,
rock.
This, all the Confederate sea statues. It's the rock mm-hmm. on top of a rhino.
Don't think he's not planning it. Don't think that's not something he's planning.
Maybe they wouldn't make such a big deal about us taking down the statues if there was a Dole Whip they could go have after.
Oh,
the Dole Whip is better.
Dole Whip to save America.
Mm-hmm.
Really quick though, the rock. Wow, that's a lot of statue.
I know. I was thinking something.
They're
going
to have to ship it in from different parts.
Yeah, because Johnny Depp, like, that's a bargain. He's a, you know, mm-hmm. he's a dental floss. The Rock, that's 5'9". Gonna require like, a team.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Well, are we committed to solving the problems in this country? Because obviously that's what's going to solve
that's
it.
That's right. Okay. Make the Rock statue. But honestly, legit, I just do want to, I think I've said it before, but I could watch The Rock work out all day.
It's inspiring.
Do you watch him? I'm guessing he posts this online, but okay.
On his Instagram, he posts quite a bit of it. Yeah.
It's so mm-hmm. fun.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just fun from like a physiology perspective. You know what I mean?
That's true. It's very scientific. And he's kind of like a motivational speaker while he's doing it, too.
Yes.
Like, I don't know, like Tuesday, you know, he'll just be like pumping iron. But he's saying something positive about you.
Exactly.
Specifically.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. We do have to go to a break. But I did want to talk about, obviously, the big news going on right now, which is, again, J-Lo and.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you can't save his name.
And you know, the theory is that they're recreating the Jenny from the Block video because
it's the same,
shots. They're getting a very similar, like that picture of him slapping her ass on the yacht or whatever.
Yeah.
So
just that.
Anyway,
that picture
some good
of him
news.
Slapping her ass on the yacht.
That's why it's 2.0. Wait, did we go on the break?
No,
we're going. We're going.
We're going to in a second.
Oh, sorry.
In a second. Sorry. Yeah.
That's all. And we'll be back in a second.
All right, BRB.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
Hey, her thoughts go.
Yay.
Yay.
Okay.
So. We're going to ask you a few questions. How do you feel about that?
Me?
Yeah.
Is it about Bennifer?
Well, they could be. It's up
possibly.
To you.
Possibly. Yeah. You could make it about Bennifer if you choose.
Yes, I love questions. Anything.
Okay, we're gonna
let's do it.
This is a special kind of question. Here's our theme song.
Business.
Please be advised.
Questions.
Business questions.
Are we moving the needle?
We've got some business.
Pull up a chair. Would you like some water?
Business questions.
Oh my god.
So good.
Thank really you.
So sound bites. Yeah.
Thanks, Otsko.
Okay, so Otsko, tell us a little about yourself.
A little about myself. Mm-hmm. Okay. Gosh. Yeah. I'm. What do people usually say? I don't know. Do I start with my favorite color?
This is such a horrible question, and I'm so sorry.
You can tell us about your relationship with Jennifer. Yeah. Your favorite.
Oh sure.
How was your weekend? What did you
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'll tell you something because it's very fresh. Yeah. I just went to the health clinic, got my results. It's confirmed I do have a UTI again.
Oh.
So that's something about myself. Yeah. Fresh UTI.
I would. That's exactly how you start a job interview. That is exactly how you start a job interview.
Right. This is
No.
You're hired.
You're absolutely hired. We do not have healthcare. Important. I'm sorry.
But I think it's important for HR to know, right? Like if I'm like, why is that bitch peeing every 2 minutes? Why
is the bitch? True.
Yeah, yeah.
Why is the bitch trying to,
She's not leaving to go text. She's leaving because she has to pee all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Man, right. UTIs exactly. are such a scourge on vaginas.
Yes.
And I fucking am so sick of it.
So sick of it.
Such
bullshit. I've just been sitting, and I get it. It's because I sit a lot more now. And yeah, it's just something I gave to myself. It's not even from not peeing after sex. Mm-hmm. It's literally just, some people said it's the carbs too that I'm eating. And I'm like, you don't know
honestly,
me.
Honestly,
but it's true.
I think that's bullshit. It's not carbs at all.
Some carbs are worth a UTI.
Yeah.
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 I mean,
I don't know. Some people are like pumping iron and stuff, getting super fit. And it's like, I don't know. We're
you've
different,
been sitting
okay?
so long that you've got, you've actually injured yourself.
Absolutely.
I think that also binging shows has been more prevalent. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of have less of a motivation to be like, take care of my body. So if I need to pee, I'll hold it. What I did was hold it because I wanted to see what happens next in a TV show, for example.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh no. No, you're not doing that.
You wanted to see what happened next if you hold it. I was like, I can tell you exactly what happens next.
you're gonna pee eventually. The body will win. No,
for sure. For sure. No. I'm not like that's like some disciplined person, or that's some person who wants to better themselves. That's some Scientology stuff. No, it was just because I wanted to just see what happens next in the TV show.
Mm.
Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah. That's all about me. Yeah.
I do want to, I wanted to mention, I forgot. I wanted to talk about your grandma's internet presence.
Oh yeah.
She's crushing it. So cute.
Yeah.
Wait,
by the way, I have to, she might have one too, actually. This is just a.
She's got a UTI too.
She's been peeing a lot too, really, and then they can't find anything with her kidneys. So I was gonna actually suggest to her to check for UTI because that's something they never do for an old woman.
Oh, yeah, right? Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. they assume, oh, she's not getting laid, which is stupid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Old people
assume.
Fuck. Okay.
Yes,
old people are fucking out there.
It's kind of a problem
exactly.
in old folks' homes.
Yeah, there's like a lot of STDs yeah. in old folks' yeah. homes, I think, because there's a lot of banging.
Yes.
Going on.
Why would you
and
not?
You know they're not checking
of course.
Why would
of course.
Why would you not have sex? Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like if you can like side rub. I don't care how you do it. I don't care. But anyway, yes, my grandma. Yeah, my grandma, the star.
So you guys do dancing videos together. Like, did she want to start her own Twitter? How did that happen?
I told her she had many fans, and sometimes people would like tell me to relay a message to her. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so I would like read her comments on my page to her. So I was like, you know, people really like you. Like, what if you had your own platform? Mm-hmm. And she liked the idea of Twitter more because it's easier.
Yeah.
Because she's like pretty good with like texting and words, mm-hmm. like the whole pictures and stuff. She's like, I don't even take photos. Like, what? I'm just at home. I don't have pictures that I take. So right. that's why she chose Twitter. Mm. Yeah.
That's amazing. I hope you guys like, I mean, you're already making your own stuff together, but I would watch your show together. I'm just saying, mm-hmm. if you're listening, Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Listen up, Hollywood.
Hollywood. I just want to get my grandma laid. I mean, paid.
paid.
No,
laid.
I meant to say paid. I think it's because I was like thinking about sex. But no, for sure. She, I guess,
laid or paid. Like,
yeah, she hasn't had like a boyfriend in a while, too.
Let's do it. Let's get her out there. Okay, that was not a business question, I just have to say, but you know, that could come up in an interview. Yeah.
That was a good question.
Right.
Yeah. Otsuko, what kind of work environment do you like best?
You know, I'm just realizing like this. Okay, I know how to answer these questions from now on. Okay, what kind of work environment do I like best?
Yeah.
I love a place not too hot. I want a place where I can get breaks, maybe like every 15 minutes. I think that's pretty important to a person.
I like that.
Or like at least a 15 minute break in the hour, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think you only get a 15 minute break like every 4 hours or something
that
normally.
Is not
but for
realistic.
You.
Yeah, for you.
No, it's so not.
Every 15 minutes, you can take a 15 minute break. How does that
we
sound?
We will be adding up all the times you go pee, though, so you're that might be gone pretty fast.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Oh, I was going to say, I'm just going to go. I'm going to work for Otsuko. I like her company better.
Yeah. Like this,
every 15 minutes off. It's nice. Mm-hmm.
Sorry. You know what? Yeah. But I know that's not doable. I meant at least a 15 minute break every hour because I think there are studies that say that you can. It actually makes you more productive if you do. And I don't think they take into account folks with like learning disabilities and like ADHD mm-hmm. and stuff. Mm-hmm. And like, really, I don't have ADHD, but it's really hard for me to like focus for, I couldn't imagine doing 4 hours of like my
time. Who the
time
fuck is doing that? Not one person is doing 4 hours straight of work.
Especially if you're in like a data entry situation. That you can only do in like maybe half hour stretches. That's why we're all on the internet.
No, for sure. I agree. Yeah. Breaks. It's important. Because then they'll come back like refreshed and, you know, mm-hmm. not hating you too.
Well, and then less UTIs because you're not sitting all day. You can go for a little
walk.
Thank
you.
We guarantee less UTIs at our company. Mm-hmm. And that's gotten us in trouble. But
that's one of the benefits. Yes. It comes into your 401k.
We put the U in UTI here at Lady.
Do I get to choose if I get hired? Oh.
No.
I'm like, y'all sound great. I would love to work with you. And yes, I will work with you.
Otsuko, tell us how you think other people would describe you.
I think that people would say that I am very, like, maybe childlike, but in a good way mm-hmm. that can be very beneficial to your company.
You can just answer these. These don't have to be whatever fake company we have.
You got the job already, though. Girl. Yeah.
You've got I would say that about you. I think that that's totally accurate. Childlike in a way that's fun and not like you're like you can't get shit done cuz you're a child, but you have a childlike presence and attitude.
Well, I think it's like I hope I come across this way too, where it's like you're just like you can find something interesting around you can find interests around you like often, right? Like there's just like cool, you know, like entertaining, like self-play type of stuff is cool.
Yes, yeah. And also, like, I don't take things too seriously. So, like, things can, I'll let things slide. And, you know, I'm very, very, like, open-minded. Mm-hmm. And I'm always like, oh, that makes sense. Oh, that I see where you're coming from with that. It's never like, yeah, I don't hold grudges and stuff.
Yeah, that's like the good things of being childlike. You're like a combination of a child and a Buddha old person.
Yeah, which like Buddha old people are babies too. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
you just
it's just the middle part.
That's pretty much what my grandma is.
It's that
okay.
It's that pesky old ego that when that starts kicking in, that's when all the childlike nature kind of goes away because it's less like, oh, what do people think when they're looking at me? There's like a self-consciousness that I think takes away a lot of like the child likeness that we all have, right?
Yeah, it's ages 3 to 75. That's the things get real bad during that time. Anything can go wrong. Grudges, murder, who knows?
Yeah, that's what the purge is only for, people between 3 and 75, because you know, beyond that you're fine.
Yeah, a murderous 3-year-old would be a hell of a thing, though.
It would be cute.
I think they kind of are. They just don't have a lot of power.
We don't give them the
tools. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. A lot of power. Yeah, what's cool is, you know, they're really hard to, they're really easy to stop.
Yeah, you just kind of put a hand out. And
you just kind of push them.
Basically.
Why did that make me see? But that scared me because I got really excited thinking about doing that.
about pushing a 3-year-old
that was going on a murderous spree. I'll be like, I got this, and I'll just kick him.
I would just do the thing where you just put your hand and they can't move or anything, kind of like a cartoon.
It's
very nice. After you watched him kill two,
I prevented him. So
that's true. That's true.
You just got to pick them up by their backpack and they just kick them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Kind of like kindergarten cop or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Start putting on some Mickey Mouse Clubhouse or whatever the shit these kids watch. And
The shit these kids watch.
So they'll either start watching it or I will welcome the sweet embrace of death from this being on the television.
Win-win.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do it. Okay. Let's go.
Yes.
Sell me.
Yes, I will work for you.
Atsuko, sell me this pen.
Okay. So what we got is a sleek gold black tip. You can see your own reflection in the pen.
Yes.
So, but you always look like the golden one.
Ooh.
Wow. Ooh. And it's got ink in it, so it writes really nicely, and it's just like really makes you feel kind of like rich.
Damn, sold. You're sold. Hired. We buy it.
Yes. Actually, use that pen to sign your contract, because you, ma'am, are an employee of this podcast.
Oh my God, thank you so much. That's so funny. You know, my friend one time went into like a meeting with like an agency or whatever and was telling me that they only give you pencils, no pens, you know. And he was like, it's probably because then the contract isn't forever, you know, they could just erase it. And it was so dark that I believed it. I was like,
I would 1,000% believe that.
It would be a really big power move to have a Sharpie in your pocket for a meeting like that. To be like, I've got it.
Yeah.
And then you just sign it as big as possible.
I'll sign in blood, motherfuckers. You're not screwing me over.
No.
Yeah.
I'll sign in permanent makeup.
Yeah.
The permanent. Oh, is that? That's a Dutch tattoo.
Yeah.
Okay, I figured it out.
Here's what happened. At first, I was thinking about signing with lip gloss, and then my brain was like, make it permanent.
I like that, because permanent tattoos are usually like eyeliner or eyebrows, but permanent lip gloss, that's another level.
Not lipstick, lip gloss.
I just want to look wet forever.
Just give me some wet lips for all eternity.
wet.
Yeah, but what color would you choose?
Oh, if
you
I
had
like
to, yeah, like you'd have to really stick to it.
Yeah.
Okay, some sort of like a cranberry, something earthy.
Bold choice.
Yeah.
I think I would just do like a donut glaze.
Mm, ooh,
very good.
Oh yeah, that's
some
cute.
Really frosty 90s gross thing that doesn't make any sense.
I would just want like the little like white piece, like it's like my lips are like anime lips and they're real shiny.
Oh, yeah.
So just have the highlight, just the highlight part, and then have a big sweat mark put on the side of my head.
Have you guys ever used this was very popular in the early aughts, the MAC lip glass?
Mm-mm. Yes.
This shit makes your lips, true to name, makes your lips look like they're made out of glass. It's so cool. It gives your lips this glaze up. But it's so sticky. Like when you talk, your lips like anything, your mouth becomes like Velcro. So if you get like cereal stuck to your lip, or if you try to smoke a cigarette, it'll stay stuck to one of your lips. It's like a fly trap.
Yeah.
Oh, weird. Yeah.
It's very not practical, but you do look like you have glass lips. It's pretty crazy. They still sell it.
Yeah, it's a great product if you want glass lips.
That's the first, when I turn bionic, that's my first step. So
it's good for, I don't know, funerals, playing poker. What else?
It would be
crush going like that from across the room.
It's it's a great way to shoplift small things that you could just kiss and then have stuck to your face and then walk out and be like, oh, I didn't know.
Like more makeup.
Yeah, exactly. It just like you got a bunch of them stuck to your mouth, or you could like eat some cereal and then but have some dry cereal on your lips for later.
So hot. Yeah.
Yeah, it's food storage.
I have got tits for that, so I'm okay.
I know what I'm getting all of you now. Yeah, I'm gonna get you all lip glass.
Let's bring it back.
Thank you. That's what we were really the point of the show is for the guests to decide to give us a gift by the end. That's our our scam.
I want you to try it. I kind of need. Yeah,
okay. It's been a while since my hair has been stuck to my face. So yeah,
I think we all need to. I think what we need to do is all decide on a public event to show up to. All wearing insanely ridiculous lip gloss and not say a word about it to anyone.
And then everyone will think we got our lips done, like we went to a clinic or something, and they'll be like, that's so cute. The ladies went and got their lips filled together, and they'll think we're like so glamorous.
Yes. So cool. I mean, this is why we do the podcast.
It is.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Atsuko doesn't always talk on the show, but she's always there.
Always here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Always.
Okay, we're going to take a break and then we'll come back with Lady Problems.
Beerby.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lady to Lady. I'm Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
I'm here with Atsuko Okatsuka, and we're going to do some lady problems. We actually have a cover of the song this week sent to us by stage name Horny for Andy Simmons.
Love it.
So
Andy Simmons is the humor editor at the Reader's Digest, where we are all currently in the process of attempting to be published.
Yeah, so if anybody has an in with him, perhaps let us know, because we are...
Just that sentence alone makes me...
that's what's happening over on the old bonus episodes, folks.
Yeah, if you're wondering what's going on our bonus episodes, we're trying to get into Reader's Digest, and we, by name, have been mentioning the editor. His name is Andy Simmons. So yes, this is a cover of our Lady Problem song by Horny for Andy Simmons.
Lady problems.
phenomenal.
Beautiful.
So ending. Good.
Wow. Very like Buzz Bin, like grunge sort of vibes or post grunge.
Yeah,
vibes.
A little Dave Matthews. Absolutely. I just watched the Woodstock documentary.
I just like felt like I was in a coffee shop for a minute. It was like really. I was like, ooh, I can feel a latte in my hands. This is so nice.
Loved it.
It was intimate. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was beautiful.
We love it.
If you guys want to send us covers of the songs, please do. We have gotten some lately and they've been amazing. You can email them at ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com or you can send your lady problems there too. But we're going to do one of our voicemails. Now, here we go.
Hey, ladies. Matthew here. First time caller. I've been listening for the past couple months. Love y'all. Okay, I'm just going to jump into my problem. So I think that my mom is currently being catfished. The red flags being A, they've been trying to meet up a few times and he's canceled. Okay, whatever. B, he has already said I love you to her. And C, when I pushed back and was like, okay, mom, I don't believe this is a real relationship until you've met. She said, but look, he's sent me his bank information, and it was a lot of money in there.
Oh, no.
Just a brief history of my mom. Ugh. She has had a lot of setbacks in her life. She has she struggled with addiction. She was in prison late in her life for quite a while. But just recently, she's really, really gotten her shit together. And I really don't want this. I didn't think I would have to worry her being 60 years old about, you know, having to deal with predators online. That's not something that I ever thought I would have to worry about. My question is, how do I help her? You know, me and my mom just recently have started reconnecting. We have a really complicated relationship and I don't want to push her away. Sorry, I'm hungover. So I'm a little emotional, but I don't want to push her away because of this. So what do I do? Also, if you ever come to Chicago, hit me up. Let's get some drinks. As I talk about being hungover. Okay. Love y'all. Bye.
Perfect voicemail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, it's so hard. So she's 60.
She's 60. Wow. Clearly is being catfished. I mean, do you think this might be oversimplistic, but do you think maybe he should just show his mom the show
Catfish. I mean, could be a way in. It's maybe if you see, I think it's hard because when you're at this point, you're just so in denial that I'm not sure if even seeing someone else experience it would work, but it could.
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe because it's like, she's obviously reaching out to this person online because she's, I would assume like lonely. So that's like where an online relationship is coming from. The catfish thing maybe separately, but like, can there be like, is there any like 60-year-old like old people stuff you guys can go do for her to make real life in person friends if she doesn't have anything or like connections? Like, you know, I know like I remember my grandmother used to have like a painting thing that she got taken to like once a week, or like bingo games, and she had a bowling league and stuff like that. So it's like, if this is coming from a place of loneliness to begin with, maybe it's like, let's get the schedule kind of filled with some activities and real life people.
I think that's good. I always recommend for parents, get them on meetup.com. Because it's way less intimidating than online dating or anything like that. But and then all they have to do in terms of online is like find wherever the activity is. And then it's not like a date. They can just meet other people. You know, it's not like you know what I mean? Like, I think that can be so much less scary.
Yeah. The only way to fill a void is with a bunch of other stuff. My mom, we were actually trying to figure out finding someone for my mom, but it's really difficult because there's like mental illness and all these other things. So we got her a physical therapist, and for a little bit, when he goes and sees her twice a week, it kind of like fills her time away from, because she was like getting really horny and acting up in ways that I don't know how to describe right now, but you know, so yeah, like filling it with maybe even another person, mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. whether it's like a, yeah, like meetup or, you know, like this is when I wished like the rent a family business that exists in Japan exists here.
Wait, what is that?
Can literally,
yeah, explain
it's
that.
Called, it's called rent a family where you can rent either family members or even friends to go to funerals with you or even to act like your friend for like an hour, you know, and the prices range from like, I don't know, $50 to like a couple hundred depending on the job.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Wow. And is that a commonly used business?
Yeah. I mean, Japan's very like lonely, mm-hmm. you know, everything they do, I feel like is out of loneliness, whether it's like anime or even their porn being blurred, even though that was actually like written into their constitution, but by America, but mm-hmm.
Wait, the porn blurring was?
Yeah, something about censorship. Oh, I see. Like, right. Yeah. After the war, but yes, they even have like a Ministry of Loneliness set in place. It's a government position there, and her only job is to like happy hour at 5 p.m. You know, like all across the country, go to your nearest
she's
just bar.
A she's a promoter, basically a club.
Pretty much, yeah. Like outdoor tai chi at 3 p.m. Wow. You know, and she's just like making events happen. Mm-hmm. So yeah, exactly. I think the thought process is that it's like filling it up with meetups or
people isolate themselves so easily, mm-hmm. and if you don't have someone pushing you or have like the resources to get out of that isolation, you are gonna, you know, meet people online, which isn't that bad, you know, it is great for a lot of people,
great.
But if it's like to this level, obviously that's scary. And it's like, why in any world are you seeing this guy's bank accounts? Like, that's such a huge red flag.
Well, and I think in terms of like talking to her more about what's going on, I'm sure it's like embarrassing. Mm-hmm. It's embarrassing anytime you've been duped or anything. So like making sure to couch it not in terms of anything she's done wrong, but like, look, they're very good at manipulation. This is something they do all the time. You're not the only person mm-hmm. this is happening to.
Maybe she would maybe watch, like, I'm literally Googling as we're talking about this, and there's like, if you put in like mom being catfished, there's a million different segments on that have been on TV shows about it. There's a million different Reddit threads about it of just like, hey, this happens like often, so she doesn't feel like this is like only ever happened to her.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She finds a support group about people mm-hmm. who this happened to, and then she hangs out with those people.
mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, 90 Day Fiancé, it's like, has some really intense catfish stuff, and mm-hmm. I've watched both shows, and catfish itself is interesting and might be worth it, but 90 Day mm-hmm. Fiancé is wild because people just straight up don't believe it sometimes, that they're being catfished. Yeah. No matter how far it goes, they will not believe that this person is lying to them. Mm-hmm. So it's just tough, because once people get convinced of something, like... Mm-hmm. You could literally show them the facts that it's not true. And
well, it's like a cult or an MLM where it's like the further you get into, the more you're invested with like time and money.
Yeah, you've doubled down.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, it becomes harder and harder to make that admission to yourself that you.
What do you think the bank account picture was for, though? Was it like to prove that he's real, or is it like... because that's not really scamming
her,
right?
It sounds like it's a... Not yet. But I have seen like... I've seen fake Instagrams and stuff where it's just, I can tell it's obviously some fake. Well, they'll do that. They'll show pictures of like, look how much money I have and stuff like that. So I think it's just like a tactic to be like, mm-hmm. look, I'm doing well. And that's very obviously easy to fake a name or something like that.
And then down the road, I think they like, when they need money, then it's less, you're not like, oh, they don't have money. They already showed me their bank account statement. So yeah, I can wire you $1,000 or whatever.
Right. It's just like, oh, you know, there was like an issue with the bank this weekend. Can you, or whatever, stupid shit like that.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, got it.
If she can maybe show you some of these messages so you can get his like, so you know what his email address or username is or something. And like, you can low key just do a little searching on the side.
Then I would catfish him.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Be like, don't fuck with my
Get him
mom,
away
bitch.
From your
no.
yeah.
Yeah, be like, you're already being talked about on a really popular podcast. So mm-hmm. watch it.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that the best.
I think also, depending on any photos that he sends, you can reverse image search those and find like where that stuff comes from a lot of the time.
Yeah, basically on they do that. What they do in Catfish to find the person is, yeah, they just kind of do all that stuff. Yeah, do the reverse image searching, search their phone numbers in like a database. If you have a number, see who it's actually registered to, find that person's social, all that kind of stuff. So you can connect the dots like pretty easily if you get some information about them. If you're willing to like put in that work, if you think the best route is to just prove to her that this is not who they say they are or something. But yeah, I think like, yeah, maybe try watching this show with her. I mean, it's a fun, you know, hey, fun activity anyway. Watch a reality show and bond, and then you can bond over her, hopefully realizing he's not real.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so hard, man. I mean, like maintaining your like technical literacy, I think is like so difficult, especially people that are older right now. Like the internet is like, I mean, there's stuff that I'm like, oh, God, I'm just eventually going to have to not be on this at all, because I can imagine in like 30 years, I'm going to be like, the what in my what? Okay.
Well, once deep fakes start going, you know.
Then we're done.
Who knows? I'll think it's one of you guys like showing up at my door asking for money, and it's just like a robot with a hologram.
Oh, God, I'm so fucked. I'm going to be very honest. Multiple times, you know that scam where like you'll be at the gas station and someone comes up to you and is like, hey, I'm really sorry to ask this, but like, I'm driving my kids' soccer team and we ran out of gas. Yeah. I will give them money just because I'm like, that was a well-constructed story, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. If you bring your A game.
Yeah.
But sometimes I don't know.
Anyway, I think I'm fucked when deep fakes come.
Same.
I love it'll be one of us saying that exact story where it's like, yeah, I have a van full of kids, and you're like, I know they don't, but somehow I still think it's that.
Yeah, I really believe deepfake. I think that was Bennifer 2.0. See, we're all getting tricked.
Exactly.
I think that's actually them in 2021, you know?
No, it's when a figment of our imaginations.
It could just be a screenshot from that music video. I don't know.
Oh, damn.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's real.
There's a Signs of Catfishing article in WebMD.com.
That's part of your health, so that's fine.
Yeah, yes. It absolutely is. Damn. It's a problem, guys. Oof.
Yeah, I mean, I think definitely, like Brandy said, number one thing, try and help her maybe meet some people in real life and get out of her isolation and out of her comfort zone a little bit, and that might help. And then if she has more people than just, you know, her kid telling her, like, hey, this person's fake. Because, you know, once she makes some friends, she'll probably be telling them, and they'll be like, girl, no.
That sounds real. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
You need some more people being like, fuck this dude.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Well, let us know how it goes. Hopefully she is able to get out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell him to send her $10,000 and then she can change her name and you guys can go into witness protection. What about that?
Okay, one more. Let's do it.
What's up? I have a question. A lady question. All right, here we go. Here's the thing. I live in a 300-year-old, I'm not shitting you, like a real 300-year-old house. Cool and all, been owned by three fucking families, whatever, lotties odds, haunted as fuck. There's like 19 bodies buried on the property. But I like it. It was a total crack in before I lived in it. It literally had fleas before I lived in it. I had to be exterminated 3 times before I lived in it. Now I live in it. My ex and I had big ass plans to like, he's like a master craftsman or whatever the fuck. So when we were together, we were like, yeah, bitch, let's rent this bitch for like 1 year, buy it. It had been for sale for like 10 years, like a family estate on like 180 something acres. So in a mountain. But we were like, all right, let's rent this bitch for a year, save some money, buy it, renovate it for ourselves. Things got weird. There's a panorama. We fucking broke up. And then So it was just me now. So now it's just me and my dog in a huge ass haunted house, which I'm cool with. But here's the thing. It went to auction since then. Then it got sold to a new landlord, right? So now I'm on a new landlord. And he is, like, way loosey-goosey. And I haven't had a lease with him since, like, February. My ex was like, I want to be off the lease. I was like, hey, yo, he can be off the lease. I want to be on the lease. Like, let's do a new lease. They put it off. Fuck. Oh, my shit. Oh, my shit. My question is, like, how the fuck do I get out of this lease? I'm running out of time. This is not a real question. Oh, my God. Goodbye.
I will say this listener left like 15 voicemails.
So. Yes. Yes, they did.
Oh, I thought it was the haunted thing, I guess she's right.
I thought it was the haunted problem too.
But she did keep saying, I don't care about that. Yeah. But she did. That's true. She did say she didn't care.
Yeah. So, that does not, but that might be the answer to her problems is tell the landlord that you need to leave because your dog is worried that it's haunted.
Yeah. Your dog's barking at blood running down the walls. Mm-hmm. And frankly, you're tired of painting.
Yeah. That, yes.
Yeah. Can you do anything where it's like, if you fake that there's like a lot of like ghosts and stuff, do you think it'll be easier to get out? If you like kind of leave like some kind of like white stuff everywhere, like ghost
dry ice.
Yeah.
Some cobwebs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that would help or not.
Use your dog, put his little paws in some flour and then have him walk.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Yes. Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Leave some green stuff on the floor, like in The Exorcist, like Linda Blair, like threw up. I don't know. I'm just some different idea. I know this is just making your house a haunted house.
Yeah, but I think
make sure you do this not in October, like before.
Yeah. Out of season.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or act possessed, you know, that's the easiest probably.
But also just keep complaining and telling them, really, if you want to get out of this lease, just keep complaining. Become a big enough pain in the ass that it will make their life easier if they just let you break the lease. So if they want to play a game of how many times can you email and call until they let you break the lease, so be it.
That's true. I think with landlords, you just gotta, out annoy them.
Exactly.
Yeah. Which can be hard. But
very hard.
That's their professional job, basically. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, exactly. I mean, I think you'd be like, there was like a guy outside with like an axe in his head last week walking around. And frankly, you know, just make up a bunch of haunted shit that's happening there. And be like, are you going to pay for the medical bills when I have to go to the hospital because I was thrown down the stairs by a poltergeist? I don't think so.
Exactly.
So, over and over and over.
Let me get out of here. Mm-hmm. Although you got to wonder if he'll like bring in an exorcist or something to the house. Because then, you know, I could see him. But then also because it's a landlord, it won't be like a good exorcist. It'll be
the shittiest one he could find.
The shittiest, cheapest one that's like a friend of his like ex-wife or something like that.
And that's good because I feel like someone who's not good at exorcisms, if they just do a light one, that's kind of just like a detox, you know?
Yes, absolutely. Or opening a portal to hell. It could be.
That's true.
In which case you could sell tickets and then you're fine. So I think that solves it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think honestly, if you are still there in October, turn the house into a real haunted house, charge admission so you have enough money to put a down payment in another apartment, and then frankly just leave.
And then if someone gets it hurt, they'll sue your landlord.
Perfect. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, good luck. But also buy some sage.
Yes.
Mm. I hope you already have sage. Because that will also make you, it will get out the evil spirits, but it will also make you more annoying to your landlord.
Oh, double whammy.
Yeah. Get some sage, get some Nag Champa, just like incense the fuck out of that bitch. And your landlord will be like, she's got to get out of here. I like it.
Okay. We solved. Wow. Two. Good for us.
this is why you all are pros. Yeah. I was like, oh, maybe I should be writing this down. That was good.
Otsko, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. Okay, so just up and down. So many surprises on this podcast. Oh, I love it.
Thank you.
the haunted house thing. I was like, oh, no, yeah. I can't. But y'all solved that because it wasn't even about that part.
Exactly.
So
we're happy to solve problems that aren't even part of your problem. No problem. Mm-hmm.
Always.
Yeah.
Always. Yeah.
So thank you all. Everyone can let everyone know where they can check out your upcoming dates and all that stuff and where they can find you online.
I'm at Otsko Comedy, and then the dates for the tour are otskolive.com. Thank you so much for having me again.
Of course, guys. Of course. It's good to see you, lady.
Yeah. We'll see you soon, and thanks for listening, everybody. See you next week.
Bye. Bye.
3, 2, 3, 6 but 30.
It's 6 but 30 somewhere.
Hey, ladies. It's Emily from California. Tess, I just have to applaud you on your dirty martini Tabasco sauce combo. This is obviously from an episode from a little bit ago, but I've gotten my friends hooked on it. Bartenders are like, what is going on? Why are you putting Tabasco sauce in there? And I feel so fucking cool. So thanks for the tip. Love the podcast. Bye.
Hey, ladies. Erica here. Calling in from Texas. I found you guys through, you know, I'm an original murderino from My Favorite Murder, and I just love so much that you guys joined Exactly Right, and I've been listening in. I just recently listened to episode 433 with Chris Garcia, and, you know, of course I'm always laughing along with you guys, and I love all of it. But I just want to let you know that that answer you guys gave to that caller in who, you know, was trying, kind of struggling and wondering how she can kind of preserve her relationship and do whatever for her dad who's passing away, that hit home so hard for me. I rewound and listened to it over and over and over again because I was like, I'm going through the same thing with my mom. She's terminal, stage 4, perinsular, and it's, you know, it's gnarly, and it's a hard thing, you know, when you lose a parent. So I love so, so much that you guys have provided a platform where we can laugh a lot, and then we talk about important things, and it's helpful, and so anyway, thank you so much, ladies, love you.